Day 45, April 18th, Good Friday. Today's reflection is based on John chapter 19, verses 38 through 42, and was written by the Reverend Aaron Morey, class of 2022. Last year, during Holy Week, my pet rabbit Lily developed an infection that led to severe neurological symptoms. She was unable to eat or drink, so I developed a routine of syringe feeding her and giving her subcutaneous fluids several times a day. I was heartbroken to watch her life slip away while simultaneously doing my best at work to prepare for the beautiful liturgies of Holy Week and Easter. I also felt guilty that this care might distract me from having a meaningful Lenten practice. One afternoon, as I was feeding Lily on my lunch break, she gently licked my fingers, and I felt more connected to her than I ever had. I realized then that the rhythm of caring for my dying pet had become a meaningful spiritual practice, and I treasured this time with her. When she finally died, I realized how much I missed this time, caring for her, and truly being with her. As a clergy person, I spend a great deal of time caring for people who are dying and who have died, as well as the people who love them. I have also lost people I love to death. I still don't know whether death is a normal part of life or a terrible violation of God's will for this world. What I do know is that eventually, all life dies, and grief is hard. I have watched people care for their dying loved ones and witnessed love that is profound and sacred. It is tempting, I think, to run from death and to avoid being present with sickness, suffering, and death, including our own. How astonishing that our God became vulnerable and not only died, but allowed others to care for him when he did. Today's prayer. God of love, help us never to lose sight of the promise of Easter and resurrection. And when we inevitably find ourselves at the cross and tomb, let us respond not with avoidance, but with care and compassion. Amen.